Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim, and our guest today is Stone. So Stone, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Hey, guys. Thanks for being here, Dan. I'm really excited to be on your podcast today. So my name is Stone. I was born and I live in Vienna, Austria. That's in Europe. Some people like to confuse Austria with Australia. We don't have kangaroos here, but we have Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe you guys know him, right?
Yeah, of course.
Good. So I'm the CEO of a crypto project called Alienform, and I also work as well. I have some other companies as well in my other life.
Awesome. So can you tell me more about this crypto project, what it's actually all about and how you got the idea for it?
So actually, our crypto project, it has a long story. You know, before the community I'm working for was the community for Shibnobi, from Shibnobi. Many people in the crypto world out there know Shibnobi. It got rug pulled by the previous CEO. It was a slow rug pull, and it was really, really hard for the community. The community is a great one. They brought the project in 6 weeks to 1.2 billion market cap, right? That's quite a lot, and a very, very strong community. And this project got rug pulled very, very slowly. And March of this year, 2023, the CEO decided from one day to another to step back from the project. And I was an investor, and I was a mod and a lead mod as well. So I was well known by the community. So it was a really, really big shock for the community and for all of us. We couldn't sleep for days because we couldn't believe what was happening here. And we have someone else in the team. His name is Drew, and he was a lead mod that time as well. And he stepped up and he said, we can't do this. We can't just leave the community behind like that. It's such a strong project with so much. It's so much worth to help the community and to make something new out of it. So he had some negotiations with the former CEO, and he was able to get the liquidity pool, and the community decided that they want to run the project by themselves. We got many proposals from other tokens that time. They wanted to absorb us, and in the end we made a vote and the community decided we go alone. We told them from the beginning that this is a very hard way. Okay, this will not, like, you will not get your profits back in 1 or 2 months. This will not happen because we have to build a crypto company with no money. And Drew formed a board of directors. And in the end, I got voted as CEO by the board of directors. It's a community-driven project now, okay? So we take care about the community. It's the most important thing for us to keep the community happy. And we give monthly financial reports. We are working since 9 months tirelessly, really a lot, and for nothing. I mean, we don't pay ourselves because we said we do it. We are just normal investors. Each and every one of the board members, we are investors like everyone else. We are not transferring tokens to our private wallets. That's not happening here. We just said we do this for the community because we love the community. We're very engaged to the community, and we want to build something that's very trustworthy. And, you know, It's the most important thing, that the community trusts the board of directors. If I wouldn't do my job good, they would be able to vote me down from this position as well, right? Yeah, that's it actually so far. You have any other questions?
No, yeah, for sure. So I guess you're the CEO of this project, right? So I guess for me it's interesting because you told me it's a lot of work, it's a lot of hours, but you're not paying yourself, but you also have other projects or things that you're working on going on. So can you just talk more about that? Like, how are you able to, I I guess A, like how do you survive, and B, like also like managing your time because you're like running, doing like other things. So like what does that look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, this is it's really, really hard, I have to say, because I have for sure another job, like my normal life job. I'm running a company together with my brother. It's not about crypto at all. It's just a normal business. I mean, the company is working really well, and I love working with my brother, but for sure, for usual, I would have other customers as well. They would pay me. I can't take them right now because so much time is running into alien form. But I think it's worth it in the end. You know, I'm an investor as well, so I hope this will all, or I'm sure that this will all be worth it. And I work a lot. I mean, right now I have like 15 hour days, 18 hour days. You know how it is. For me, it's now at 10 p.m. I have my next meeting at midnight, and I get up at 6 o'clock. So that's my life.
That's amazing. And I love your passion and dedication. So in terms of this project, like usually, I mean, for somebody who's not super familiar with crypto, can you just explain more about what this project is? So essentially it's a coin, right? And you're working together to build out marketing and to help increase the value and the valuation of this token. Is that pretty much what it is?
I mean, it's a token, but it's a utility token. It's not just a meme token, like for example, Pepe's or something. Like we are really building great utilities in the back, and I'm not lying when I say that what we have is something that's not on the market at the moment. The thing is that we didn't reveal everything of that yet because we are launching very, very soon. We have an AMA today going on in 2 hours, and I will reveal the launching date then. And this is really soon. And we told the community that we will bring up utilities that really work. And that's the reason why the utilities are not done yet, because we wanted to launch as soon as possible for the community so they can start trading. And the utilities, one of that is almost finished, and the other one as well. We are testing it right now, but there are big values for the whole crypto market. And so we build a tech company here. That's not just a token, it's a tech company.
Right. So when you talk about utilities, can you just like to dive deeper into like what values it offering? Because you mentioned it's a value, it's a utility for the community, but like what specific value is it for somebody who's not familiar?
The problem is, as we didn't reveal all the utilities yet to the community, I can't really go deeper here with one utility. But with the other utility, I can go a bit deeper.
Sure.
We value education, a really, really good platform for education for young people, for people who are already since a long time in crypto, for people who are new to crypto. They will get live streams, and they will get a huge amount of education. They can ask questions, and that's a great utility we have.
Awesome. So, for somebody listening, like, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing, in the business today?
Gaining trust. And that's understandable because so many projects out there get rug pulled, or they have shady people in there, and they all tell you, yeah, you can trust us, you can trust us. But what we understand is that you have to earn trust. And you earn trust when you're like showing the people that Drew would say, you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. We are delivering. I don't overpromise and underdeliver. This is something I never do. And that's very important for us to keep the trust of the community. We were like this week, we were airdropping the tokens, the alien form tokens for everyone who hold Halchinger V2. And that was great because all the month before, the community didn't see what we are doing. We were working really, really hard, but there is no nothing to see for the community, right? So, and when we made the airdrop, it was amazing to read the chat, how happy the people are, and to see that they start trusting us, because it's hard to get trust, but it's the most important thing. And to build a successful company, and this is what we want. We don't want to build a company that exists for 6 months. We want, or we will, build a company that exists for years.
So in terms of building trust, like what does that mean for you? Does that mean better marketing strategies to help position yourself to build trust? Does that mean maybe developing better, software development, like the features to build trust? Like in your mind, like what needs to happen, in these arenas to really, get the people who are skeptical to feel confident and to trust what you're doing?
So for me or for us, what we decided to do is we give them monthly financial reports. So we show them exactly where the money goes that we spend. You know, that's what I mean when I say you have to earn trust. You have to show them something first. You can't just rely on, no one can just rely on a word. You have to tell them, listen, we will give you a monthly financial report. And in the AMA today, I will tell them when the financial reports will start. And then they will be there. When I tell them there is a weekly AMA, there will be a weekly AMA. When I tell them we will launch the token on a day X, it will be launched on that day. I think the most important thing is that you just hold your word. And if you do that, the people start trusting you. I mean, and that's normal, right? It's like in the in the normal world, if I can say that, if you have a friend and he keeps telling you things and he's never doing that, you won't trust him. But if he's doing them, he knows, you can rely on him. And that's important.
100%. So, in terms of, your AMA, for example, like how many people are going to join, or how many people do you expect to join these weekly AMAs?
Also, for usual till now, we didn't have so many actually. We had about 100, but the YouTube videos got watched 300 to 400, 500 times. But today I expect much, much more because the chat is going crazy. Since we airdropped the Alien Form tokens, we gained a lot of new community members on Telegram and on X as well. And the people are going really crazy in chat. People I never saw before asking for the date when we launch. And that's pretty exciting, I have to tell you. And today in our AMA, when we will reveal the date of the launch, I'm pretty sure there will be a lot of people there. I don't know how many. And as well, for our today's AMA, we have Salus. They made the audit for our contract. So we want full transparency and we want the people to be able to ask about the security of our contracts. And this is why Salus will attend our meeting as well as a guest. We have a quick interview and then the community is able to ask questions. And in the end of the AMA, we will reveal the launching date. And yeah, it will be great. And I know the launch will be amazing and the people will be happy, I'm sure.
So has everything you've been doing, has it been all like organic, or have you spent money on ads? Like how have you, built this traction in front of all these people?
I think I don't get your question. Sorry.
So has it been all organic, or have you used like paid advertising to build this traction in Telegram and X, for example?
On Telegram, we have no paid like promos or something. We don't have that. We had one promo on X so far. We have articles brought out by a marketing team, and they're very good to read, and they just show our story. We have no influencers yet, but we are working on that. But we are taking a lot of care about the quality of the influencers. We don't want influencers that are, pushing projects and don't even look at it. They just take the money and promote it. This is not what we are like. We want influencers where we know they love the project, okay? And they will stay in the community as well because they trust the project and they love the project. This is what the difference makes. I get so many DMs, like you can't imagine, all of us asking from influencers and from people who are doing marketing and stuff. Everyone wants a piece of the cake.
Yeah, pay me this and I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like $60 here and I will give you 100 likes on Dex Tools, like thumbs up on Dex Tools, stuff like that. Yeah, each day you get that.
Yeah, I get the same kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't do that. We are not doing that. We let it grow organically, right? I mean, we
It's
had,
amazing.
yeah, as I said, we had one promo, like $50 giveaway from someone, but that's it. I was talking to the others because I want to say something really important for me. What I wanted to say, that we have a great board of directors, okay? So I, as a CEO, I just play a part in keeping this project running. It wouldn't work without the other members of the board, not at all. And we are all on an equal footing. And every decision is also made together. Okay. So it's not like that I am, as a CEO, I am more above like the others. It's not the case. We have board meetings like twice or sometimes three times a week, and each and every decision is made together. And we are very respectful with each other. We can discuss each suggestion, and sometimes I'm good with something and someone else is not. And in the end, we always agree with each other. And that's very important as well. And every time, with every decision we are doing, the community stands in the first row. It's
For
always in
sure.
our minds.
So is there like a software component to what you're doing, or is it just, or do you have, is it more of just like the token? Like, I guess, like, do you have, for example, like software developers that you're working with?
We have developers we are working with. Yeah, sure. I mean, the developers we are working with are not on the board. We pay them.
Right. So I guess, like, what are they building out? Are they building out like features for you, or like, certain utilities? Like, I mean, I guess you can't get like, too specific, but I guess like in a general scope of like what they're, of like what they work on.
Yes. So from now, they had to work on all the contracts, right? We have the bridge as well. They had to bring up all the contracts. So that was a pretty much work to bring the bridge up. I mean, that's another utility we have. Like, you can bridge your tokens over pretty fast from BSC to ETH network. We will build this out, but that's not our main focus, as bridges are all around the world, the crypto world. And but ours is working very well and fast. That's pretty fine. So, but that was something what the developers built. And for sure, the contracts, that was a lot of work. And working together with the audit team to make everything very safe. And that's what the developers did so far. And for sure, they're also working on the other utility I can't
That
talk
you can't
about.
mention. Yeah. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you took over as a CEO?
Don't take everything too serious. So, I never wished, it was not me to push myself into the CEO position, right? And a good advice is actually it's worth to jump over your own shadow, because I think if you have a chance doing something, do it. Just do it. Don't be scared. Just do it. If you have a great team in the background, nothing can happen to you. But I was, in the beginning, I was very nervous, right? Because it's like a great big responsibility what you have, and I still have it. But with the team behind me, and with the community members and all of them, it makes it much easier. That doesn't mean that I take my responsibility not, I know it's a big responsibility, but when you're in the role, it's getting easier and easier to deal with it and to handle it. In the beginning, I couldn't sleep at all. Now I can sleep again.
Sleep
Because
is
I know,
important.
yeah, but yes, it is. Because I know that we are doing the right thing. I know we are doing the right thing. I'm a person in my real life. Every one of my friends and my parents and my family, all of them know that I'm extremely honest person. And I would never ever do something what gives me a bad feeling. That's just not me. So you have to stay with your values. And if you do that, nothing can happen to you. If you are honest, nothing can happen to you. If you are mis make a mistake, then just tell them, hey, I made a mistake. It's no problem to make a mistake. Everyone does mistakes. Just say, okay, I did a mistake. That's no problem. Just be yourself, stay grounded, and enjoy the ride.
Sounds great. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or just best way to get in contact?
Yeah, sure. Our website is www.alien4m.com, and you will find my contact details there, my email, my X handle, and my Telegram handle. Also, the company's email address. You will find the audit report there. You will find the white paper there. So all the socials are there. I really hope someone comes into the project, reach out to me, ask me any questions you want to ask me. But don't ask me for $60 and for
Yeah, don't ask
thumbs
Stone
up
for
on
that.
next
Yeah, it's not happening. Awesome. Well, Stone, thank you so much for your time, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.